It's a busy day here in Washington, and the town is buzzing with what happened late yesterday afternoon. The President of the United States firing the FBI director, something that's only happened in two times in the entire history of the United States. Joining us now on the line, Ronald Kessler, who's the author of Secrets of the FBI and author of a new book, The First Family Detail, Secret Service Agents Reveal the Hidden Lives of the Presidents. But he knows a lot about the FBI. He knows a little about the people who work there. Ronald, good morning to you. How are you?
Hey, great to be with you.
How do you think this is going over with rank-and-file people within the FBI? Because, I mean, there were those we heard who were very angry with Comey because he made what many people thought was a pretty good case to charge Hillary Clinton, and then at the very end of it surprised many people by saying, but we're not gonna.
Yeah. You know, it's just like the rest of the world. Everyone is divided over this, including FBI agents. And typically, the agents who actually work with Comey and worked on this case do admire him, think he's a man of integrity, understand the quandary he was in, whereas a lot of former agents are the ones who tend to be the critics. I think the Justice Department perspective, which I think is behind this, which is simply that here's this guy who's sort of a loose cannon. He went against all the rules of the Justice Department and prosecutors. Is he going to do that again? Is he going to step out of line and hold another press conference about some other investigation? So I think it's simply something that all of us can understand in any organization where everyone is expected to obey authority. That doesn't mean that he didn't have the good of the country in mind when he did this. I think he did. I think he understood all of various problems that were placed on this investigation, and he tried to show that the FBI had done a credible job in investigating Hillary. So it's quite a mixed bag. But this hyperbole about it's another Watergate and it's the end of the world, you know, is just absurd. I sat next to Woodward and Bernstein during Watergate at the Washington Post, and I can tell you there's no resemblance whatsoever. In that case, they really did have criminal evidence against the president. Not so in this case. I think, you know, all the FBI is looking at is Michael Flynn and perhaps Carter Page, who wasn't even a real advisor. In this, Nixon actually tried to suppress the FBI investigation as well. And there's no such thing going on here. In fact, by firing Comey, Trump made it even more impossible for the FBI to cover up the Russian investigation.
You stated that the current agents, the people, the rank and file currently are standing behind Comey. For the most part, they're standing behind him. It's the ex-agents who don't seem to be happy with him. But, you know, what's the feeling that we see on the outside where, listen, people destroyed laptops on purpose and nothing was done? There was no repercussion for destroying evidence. How can people stand behind that?
You know, a lot of this is fictitious, including that. The fact is the laptops were not destroyed. And there are a lot of stories made up often by former agents about the investigation, that there was no grand jury. Well, it turns out there was a grand jury, that the FBI always interviews the subject first. And in this case, Hillary was interviewed last. Well, that's ridiculous. In a really complex investigation, of course, they want to gather all the facts first. We're not going to get a second shot at her. She agreed to cooperate voluntarily, and she had her high-powered lawyers, Williams and Connolly, behind her. So it made perfect sense that you would want to line up all your questions based on the actual investigation.
So, just quickly, are you telling me then that they did not agree to destroy certain laptops?
Yes, right.
Fox and all those people were reporting is not true?
No, not true. Not true at all. Absolutely not true.
Well,
no.
Okay, cool.
All right.
I think that there's been a pretty solid statement about that subsequently that came out in one of the hearings.
And this was done through regular order. This was done, you know, through the man, I guess, that Comey directly reported to, which is Rod Rosenstein, and then a recommendation was made to the Attorney General and the President. Do you see anything unusual about that process?
No, that's pretty standard again in any organization where Rosenstein, who by the way was appointed by both Democrats and Republicans during his career, is the guy who actually is now in charge of this investigation because Attorney General Sessions had to recuse himself. So he's the guy who's actually responsible. And he decided that he just can't put up with the possibility that Comey could go off on the deep end again. It really comes down to a simple matter of this particular individual who's very highly respected making this decision, Sessions going along with it, and Trump going along with it.
So where do we go from here? Do we see an expanding role for McCabe?
No, I think the White House will come up with a new nominee very quickly, perhaps in the next several days. McCabe will not be in there that long. Trust me, all these names of possible new directors are probably not going to be accurate simply because that's the way it always is. Whenever there's speculation about a new appointee, somehow all these names come out and everyone puts in their 2 cents. And in the end, it's very rare when one of those actual individuals is named. And by the way, you mentioned that only once before an FBI director had been fired. That
right.
was because of one of my previous FBI books, The FBI Inside the World's Most Powerful Law Enforcement Agency, which exposed the fact that William Sessions engaged in a range of abuses, lining his own pocket, having the FBI put up a fence around his house, extensive personal trips on the FBI plane, his wife, Alice, being given right. top secret access to the FBI when, in fact, she had no clearance.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, that was during the Clinton
and,
years.
In that case, the Justice Department investigated those charges in my book and came up with a report. And finally, Bill Clinton fired him. And Sessions didn't want to get it. He stayed in office. He wouldn't resign. Finally, Clinton actually had FBI agents take him out.
You were there. You were absolutely a part of it. You're right. Well, listen, we got to leave it there. Ronald
Thank
Kessler,
you.
Author of The Secrets of the FBI, got a new book coming out, The First Family Detail, Secret Service Agents Reveal the Hidden Lives of the Presidents. It's all coming out. Thanks a lot, Ronald.